This kind of thing only comes around once every bull market, so you better pay attention.
This is a rare chance to gain access to the next big blue chip, like Ondo or XRP, before anybody else does.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is presented by TauStats.
TauStats is the leading BitTensor explorer, where you can buy, sell, and stake your BitTensor.
TauStats is also the number one spot where you can learn about and trade BitTensor subnets.
If you're looking to maximize your APY with BitTensor subnets, then TauStats is a place you need to check out.
To learn more about TauStats and check it out, go to the link in the description.
By speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
So this kind of thing only comes around once every bull market. And if you look at billionaires around the world, like Kevin O'Leary, you can see this is how they're making big money.
This is how the billionaires make their big money. They get in on groundbreaking projects before anybody else. And luckily, in today's episode, we do have an exclusive chance to gain access to something before it goes public. Mm-hmm. And that is quite rare. And again, this is something that maybe only comes around once every bull market. So this is going to be exclusive to our Discord community. And you can find the link in the description.
Look at the stats. Look at how the history of crypto has played out over time. If you look at the return on investment for pre-sales, this is how people are making big money. And of course, this is not guaranteed. Some pre-sales don't work out. We're just telling you our opinion on this specific pre-sale and why we think it is good. But nothing in investing is guaranteed, right? But again, if you look at the hard stats, the hard numbers about crypto pre-sales, you can see that people that have gotten in before everyone else on very, very interesting companies that become blue chips, their portfolio grows a lot. So for us, this is something you can't ignore.
A classic example would be the Ethereum ICO back in 2014. So they were issuing tokens at 30 cents. What did it go to? It went to a high of nearly $5,000. That is a 16,000x on the initial investment. Mm. So if you put $1,000 in, it's now worth $16 million if you sold at the top. Mm. Man, where else are you going to see that type of return?
Yep.
That is ground, like that is life-changing. So sometimes it's worth taking that chance at these once every bull market, you know, when they come about, mm-hmm. to at least have a look at it. So maybe now we can dive into the project and have a look at what the macro tailwinds currently are and why this could possibly be so big.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at the current crypto bull market, what has been the main theme from the start to the current time? And I think what you're seeing is institutional adoption, right? From the Bitcoin ETF to the Ethereum ETF to potential staking coming in America, it looks like institutional capital as, you know, big money investors slowly adopt crypto, this is really going to fuel it. So when we're looking for crypto projects that have the potential to have massive tailwinds from everything that's going on in the global economy and crypto specifically, I think what we're looking at is plays that are, you know, not just like a meme coin or a game or something. We're looking at something a bit more institutional in scope, almost bringing in like traditional money or TradFi into Web3. And I think that's exactly what this project is doing today.
So our community knows that we are massive on Ondo and Plume. Those are the two big tokenization real-world asset plays that we hold in our portfolio near and dear. Ondo has a $2.5 billion market cap. However, it is focused on institutional players and is not available in the US. We have Plume with a $1.5 billion market cap. That is being considered the Shopify of real-world assets. This project is launching with a $40 million fully diluted market cap. That is tiny. Mm-hmm. So that is why we want to add this to our portfolio, because of what they are doing. And it is a lot different from what Ondo's doing and what Plume's doing.
Yeah, 100%. So going back to what I was saying about institutional interest in crypto, look at what, again, we say this all the time, but look at what Larry Fink and BlackRock, they tell us what is going to happen before it happens. And most people don't listen, but we are listening. He's saying tokenization of assets is the next multi-trillion dollar opportunity. Now, this project is specifically looking at providing permissionless access to tokenized stocks, bonds, and ETFs. So they're tokenizing the stock market and giving access to retail traders all around the world to tokenize stocks. Now, of course, stocks are securities and are highly regulated in America and around the world, but they're not actually tokenizing the securities themselves. They're tokenizing the value of the stocks, right? So what that means is that someone around in the other side of the world can potentially trade a tokenized version of Tesla. And because they're going to leverage all the amazing things about Web3, we can talk about things like staking and yield and all these very interesting things. So that's why we think out of all these early stage chances that come in a bull market, this could be the very best one. And of course, again, nothing is guaranteed. This is not financial advice, but the name of the company we're talking about today is Shift.
I love how simple this is. They are tokenizing the stock market. That means you can buy Tesla, you can buy Apple 24/7 globally. And when you mention staking, so when you buy Tesla right now and you have in your current portfolio, whatever, what happens? It just sits there. Mm-hmm. But because this is now on chain and is entering the DeFi world, you can now imagine this, stake your Tesla and gain something like 5% or 10% on APY, like you can because of all these other DeFi protocols. Like that is really interesting. And I think that's really going to attract a lot of people from around the world, because right now, if you want to buy Tesla, you got to be in the US only. Imagine if you can be purchasing these stocks, quote unquote stocks, because again, you're not purchasing the stock itself via this platform, but imagine the flow of capital that could enter into this platform because of this.
Yeah. And I love, again, like you said, it's so simple. It's very easy for retail traders around the world to understand. Sometimes the problem with crypto is that projects are so complicated and they're trying to do so many things that you go on the website and you're like, I literally have no idea what this project is doing. But that's why I like Shift. Shift is simple. It is a pure play, tokenized stocks, bonds, and ETFs play. Boom. So you go on, if you're in crypto, you know what stocks are. You know what ETFs are, you know what trading is, and these guys are making it very simple, providing access around the world to these tokenized stocks. And I think what you're going to see with Shift, not only is their market cap extremely small compared to competitors like Ondo and Plume, because this is one of those like early access opportunities, but they're going to see, due to simplicity, a first mover advantage. They are basically the first guys in crypto that are focusing exactly on this. And I think the timing is perfect because the tokenized securities market, in our opinion, is about to explode. Now, when you see, you know, Shift, okay, they have a market cap of 40 million. And you said competitors, Ondo, Plume, 1 billion, 2 billion. Now, we're not saying, look, it's guaranteed to go from 40 million to 1 billion to 2 billion. There's no guarantees in investing. This is just our opinion. We think this is one of the coolest projects at this valuation that we've ever seen. We're personally going to be getting on this. You guys have to make your own decision and do your own research. But this, we can't ignore this one.
What I also love is that these guys are compliant with the European regulations. These guys are MiCA compliant. This is going to be a big narrative coming from around the world. And there's going to be a lot of scrutiny on a lot of projects. But that's why these guys, again, they are tokenizing the stock's value. They're not selling the stocks themselves. Mm-hmm. And because of this, they can seamlessly interact with all the DEXs and centralized exchanges around the world. Because, it's just becoming DeFi. Yep. Like this is such a unique idea. I can't believe anybody else isn't doing this. And to be able to gain access at an extremely discounted rate before it goes public, I mean, that's a once in a bull market chance.
Yeah, this kind of thing usually happens once every bull market. And you know what we like in this show? We like projects that have tokens with utility, right? So Shift is going to be a revenue generating project from the very beginning. They're going to be making money on trading volumes. They're going to be making money on their own APYs, liquidity pools, lending options, and dividends and yields from the backing assets that they're going to be purchasing to provide access on the platform. So it's not just like, oh, the token is government's. We'll hope it goes up, right? Like that's not the kind of projects we like to invest in. We personally like projects where the token is so deeply ingrained into the ecosystem, whereas if the Shift platform explodes, like we personally think it might, then the demand for the token rises with that. So the more people using the token, the more revenue the project makes. And then the more, you know, the more people that need to buy the token, obviously we're not going to say the token is going to go up, but the way that the tokenomics and the token is ingrained and with the market cap, it's looking pretty interesting.
Yeah, look, the market opportunity is massive. When you look at the DeFi market in 2025, it's sitting at $126 billion. They are forecasting $16 trillion. That is exponentially larger than $125 billion in tokenized assets forecasted for 2030. That is huge. Look at what Larry Fink is saying. He's saying every asset can be tokenized. He just said that in his most recent annual investor letter.
Yep.
And he also came out and said, tokenization of the market from stocks to bonds to real estate is coming. So again, here we are sitting with a project that is literally doing this.
Yep.
And it's sitting at a fraction of a market cap of any of the other like real world asset tokenization plays that exist. Again, what Shift is doing, it's simple to understand. They're regulated, they're MiCA compliant. You know, this is something that everybody can wrap their heads around. To me, this is one of those rare chances in a bull market.
Yeah, 100%. So look, we personally like Shift. We're going to be getting in on this. This is not financial advice. You guys have to do your own research. And if you want to do your own research, as Josh mentioned earlier, we're going to have a lot more information about this exclusively in our Discord, including all the tokenomics, the prices, the rounds, all the things that have to do with this early Shift opportunity, which again, you guys got to do your own research. Nothing is guaranteed in investing, but we think it would be a big mistake to ignore Shift right now.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.